Tonight, the subject is what I'm going to talk about is about mind. So, and also mind which is your own mind rather than my mind. Perhaps we both. If your mind is concentrated with much faith, of believing, the enjoyment, feeling it comes from materialism. If you think it that way, misconception, mind, and dedicating life that way, and believing such, you know, conception is, you know, misconception. But what I'm saying, the attitude of mind is, you know, not the intellectual thing. You think, oh no, I don't think so, I have that kind of mind. You check out. I don't think so, I have faith in completely, you know, that kind of, you know, thing. If you check up deeper, in your psychological matter, then you can see, I don't say intellectually, but inside there is, you know, I have that conception, believing, and it shows through to my action, exhibited, you know, everyday life. So you must check up in your mind, having such a poor quality, you know, mind or not, you must check up. If you are caught in having faith with such, you know, external, you know, world, it means interpreted narrow mind. If Lama interpreted it, it is a narrow mind. It is a limited mind. No space. There are no space. The narrow mind or limited mind, nature is sick, you know. It means sick, you know. It's not a healthy mind. And we say, maybe terminology, Buddhism, dualistic mind. You see, in the West, they're afraid people doing some action which is unusual, taking drugs, something like that. There's so much afraid. Taking that mind, interest comes from the mind. First beginning, he comes from mind, not that itself coming. Not the from, you know, that coming, this kind of attitude. It comes from mind. You understand? The psychological, I'm saying, is a punish. They don't worry about it. Such a polluted idea, you know. Adiya, mind adiya, philosophy, which makes, you know, human beings become berserk. They don't worry about, they don't afraid. They never concerned that effect for the mind, but they're concerned so much taking drugs, these things. Wrong conception too, that also. The misconception, adiya, wrong doctrine, and coming into contrary, that makes, you know, they pick up, you know, their mind, and it becomes, you know, a problem for their mind. Then, you know, contrary has more difficult. Then some people take drugs, you know. Why? It's psychologically, the nature of mind, we don't know. That's why we just only see people who take drugs outside, external thing. But we can't see the idea, you know, the pollution, the misconception is coming in the country. They can't see it. The polluted misconception coming are worse than people take one, you know. He takes that does not spread all. But the pollution, misconception, wrong idea, you know, spread all, you know, people. And then difficult, you know, country has no peace, and you know, you understand what I mean, you know. That all comes from the mind. Mind. So therefore, all the mental depression and those are, you know, the mental, you know, problems are come from the mind. So that we have to treatment the mind rather than interpret it. Oh, you are unhappy. Why? You are very weak. You don't have powerful car. So perhaps you have to, you know, buy, you know, a good car and have this thing. That time, then you are happy. That's not wise advice, isn't it? I don't think so. That is wise advice. But his basic problem, dissatisfaction, is not that, you know, not having car. He physically weak, mentally weak, is not having car. Because not having car. And he not sleeping, you know. I can't sleep, you know. Passion comes, I'm not sleep. Or you take pill. Pill is no solution. Same thing. So you understand now the difference, you know, the Lord Buddha's psychology, you know, and the Western psychology is different. Some different. I can say definitely different. How to treat meditation. Perhaps the psychologist says, I have, well, then a patient comes, I have car, but I'm still unhappy. Maybe that is the wrong car, you know? Or you buy an expensive one. Or maybe paint the color differently. You understand? And then he do again, you follow that down. Then he comes back again, oh, I'm still unhappy. And then he talked about still, you know, something else, the superficial, you know, the, you know, supplement, something changed. But that didn't stop it. He's a problem. If the car is agitated, you know, totally, you know, agitated, you know, condition, you know, if, you know, I think Lord Buddha is going to say, give up moment, you know, check out that. Totally give up that, you know, that car. Then see your problem how it is. Rather than agitated condition keeping on. And changing problem, changing. So therefore, those kind of solutions, if you make for the patients, the problem is just changing. It's not really, you know, the giving solution for the problem, just changing. Patient thinking, oh, I think better, I'm better. But still, you know, it's the same thing, same thing. So, the recognize the nature of mind is the most important thing. And, you know, and we are human beings, always want the satisfactory, you know. That by knowing the nature of mind, perhaps you can satisfy it, you know, internally, eternally too. Possible. It's so important that knowing, you know, the mind nature. That's why I think funny, you know. Something we see, sense of perception, something going on. And we say, oh, something, you know, but we couldn't see. Internal world, such misconception is running continuously, you know, keeping you completely controlled. The under the, you know, the satisfactory, you know, unhappy feeling, that you don't know. You have to know that. You understand that. I think it's so important. Make sure you don't believe that external, you know, objective only giving life worthwhile and giving satisfactory. Make sure you don't believe. Einstein, it's not the intellectual thing. It's the deep root into your, you know, you understand, mind. Many things which is, we really want things not come out intellectually. Underneath the intellectual is more stronger than intellectual. But perhaps some people think, my psychological, you know, the, you know, basically my mind is, you know, I'm not have fed for the material. Because, you know, I learned such philosophy and the doctrines, you know, such, religions, ideas, you learn. That doesn't mean anything. The idea, the philosophy, and the doctrine does not mean, you know, your mind, you know, spiritual. Many Western professors, they explain such philosophy, Buddhism, and Hinduism, Christianity. He explained, you know, intellectually. But that doesn't mean he signifies he are spiritual. Because his mind is not the spiritual thing. He's learning to spiritual, you know, philosophy, and these things are, he's just like, you know, tourist guide. He intellectually, he explains. But he don't know that what he's talking, philosophy, key, how to affect it, you know, key. You understand what I mean, you know, the key of the philosophy putting into experience. The key of philosophy unified with your own mind. Or the key of your mind and what he talking about, you know, the spiritual tree is not unified. He doesn't have key. Although he explains such intellectual level, there is a difference. I say is, the conclusion is, the, you know, the intellectual viewpoint, explanation, but the real spiritual into putting into experience is a big difference. That's all. That's all I tell you. He really does not know the philosophy of Buddhism or doctrine, whatever it is, how to, you know, put it, his own experience, and how effective reaction result. That is question. So do not think it, you know, some philosophy and the doctrines, and you are, you know, spiritual. I think my interpretation of viewpoint is a misconception. It doesn't help, isn't it? That better, you know, cup of tea. Cup of tea is much better than using philosophy, you know? Isn't it? Cup of tea is a solution to, you know, thirst, isn't it? It's right there. But the philosophy, which is not having key, and helping to support his own mind, it can't do, you know, that not functioning. What is purpose? What is purpose? Waste of time and energy. So you understand, spiritual means, you know, the name spiritual means investigate and searching the true nature of, you know, the spiritual. That is mind, nature of mind. They're not outside spiritual. What is it? This one is spirit? This is not spiritual, isn't it? This is not spiritual. Spirit is the mind. So the people who are spiritual and who are searching the nature of mind, they really become spiritual. Then they accept it. He sees his behavior. In other words, he sees his behavior. But one couldn't see one's behavior. And, action of his own body, speech, and mind, he couldn't see. Impossible. Although he knows so many things, doctrines of philosophy, it works, It doesn't help, So one knows the perception view of mind and the attitude of mind, their own. I think one beginning, spiritual. I don't know what the words you call spiritual. Doesn't matter, isn't it word? Otherwise, if you are too caught into such small atoms, attachment with the atoms, external world, such a limited craving mind, making it impossible to have life pleasure. Because you caught with one atom, you caught with one atom. It's not that I talk about a philosophical thing. This external, the energy is limited. So that your mind caught such deep, your mind becomes limited, isn't it? The narrow. So small things you agitate, not having ocean mind. Often we talk about religious point of view, moral. What is moral? Moral is understanding the nature of mind. That wisdom is moral. It becomes positive. And action becomes positive. That we call moral. Narrow mind is, the basic nature is ignorant. Therefore, almost I can say it is negative, isn't it? You see, the knowing psychological aspect, your own, mental nature, mind nature, they automatically, they disappear, depressed mind, depression mind. And, all the, human being becomes for you friend rather than enemy. It means universal living being becomes for you friend rather than strange for you. Because you accept, place you as you want is accept, rather than rejecting, The narrow mind rejects, isn't it? You check up that, your own mind. The solar system, human beings, all pleasure, all this, sense of pleasure coming to you, you're still not satisfied. Impossible. That shows how your mind. So the satisfaction is it comes from you, not comes from outside. You check up now. Sometimes we think, fantastic, external development, fantastic, look at it. Before, we have this, we don't have this. Now we have this in Australia. You think that is fantastic. Look at a good example in America. Before they think fantastic things, now it becomes against Putin. Now they said, oh, helping, they hurt, you know, human beings. I mean, you know, don't look only in this, you know, only, you know, the novel area. Try and look universally what is, you know, going on. Check up, you know, widely, you know, as much as possible. Then you can see. Actually, this is, you know, you have to know. The energy, external, develop, physical, you know, first developing, you see, oh, it's helping, helping, helping. Then the energy itself is against it, destroying itself. It's the nature of four elements. That we understand, you know, the Buddhist scientific, you understand, learning. And the same thing inside too. So your body is partly growing with the four elements, isn't it? All, you know, water and, you know, fire, this four elements, you know, I think you people know. It's growing. It's coming, growing, fantastic. Then the element itself becomes destroying your life. You know that. Why? First beginning element is helping each other like that, you know. You understand? When it is a limited character nature to show when the, you know, his power is finished to helping, then each other against it. Then time is falling. Just like when we grow, you know, when we become old, you know, and the body is more sick. At that show, inside the energy, each other against it, you know. Heart against it, cold against it, heart. You know what I mean? Simple example. Or that is internally, externally, same thing. Lama's point of view. The limited nature, the limited material nature is like that. That not comes from believing, isn't it? And just, you know, as long you born, such, you know, bone and body and meat, you know, such, you know, human body, they automatically, that conditions, you know, either you are there, believe or not. That's the evolutionary of the body, isn't it? But the human mind is infinitely developed. And if you small atoms you discover satisfaction coming in from your mind, you can extend it, you know, unlimited way. You know, everlasting satisfactory you can discover. Is it possible? It's so simple, isn't it? I mean, you just ask, you can ask right now, why is satisfactory feeling? Where is? Into your nose, into your eye, into your head, into your lung, into your heart, or into your stomach? Where is? Into your leg, into your hands? Why is satisfactory feeling? In the mind. Is it in the brain? I mean, you can't, you know, I mean, you can't explain. If you say brain, why is in the nose, you know? Why don't in the nose? Why don't in the leg, you know? how you can differentiate, you know. Hurting leg feeling, you know, feeling leg here. Hurting is in brain only, you know, and not here. So anyway, all the, you know, the pain or, you know, enjoy or whatever feeling comes, is the expression of the mind. You often say, oh, today I have good experience. That means you have bad experience in the mind sometimes. So therefore, today you say good experience. Without, you know, the mental expression, there is no good experience, there is no bad experience. You say, tonight dinner is good. That means you have experienced bad experience, you know, in the mind. Without having bad experience in your mind, how you say, you know, today is good, you know, dinner? Impossible, you know. I mean, impossible. Or maybe you discover, you know, oh, this is absolutely good dinner, this is absolutely bad dinner. Impossible. There is external substantiality, you know, sort of existent, you know, in kitchen. Impossible, isn't it? Just the mind. And the same thing, you know, I'm good husband. I'm bad wife. I'm good wife. Also, you know, the expression of the mind. One say, I am bad, you know, is not necessarily bad. One may say, I'm so good, you know, husband, is not necessarily he's good. Don't you? I mean, you know. Perhaps he's proud, you know. He's proud, you know. So much proud, you know. And his limited mind is sticking into proud. So he said, I'm good, you know, and he tried with so much, you know, exaggerated mind, you know, and such, you know, concentrated, you know, mind, you know, sticking in the, you know, external world, so he said, I'm good husband. And his mind is maybe disturbing, a disturbing mind, with such, you know, sticking, you know, the narrow mind. And that becomes, you know, way more difficult, isn't it? How he becomes good, you know, a husband for wife. And, you know, why every day to be with him is not that he giving food or clothes, you know. And why spend day, but he's a good attitude. Giving, you know, peaceful environment and understanding better each other, helping, and he's really good, you know, and she has more, you know, happy, you know, and helping, and a good, you know, atmosphere and vibration. They go long. Otherwise, why? That's all mind anyway. Okay. So knowing psychological aspect, you know, human problem, then really becomes, you know, one becomes, you know, loving kindness to others. It's not the intellectual thing, I think. It's not the intellectual thing, loving kindness. One can talk, hours, months, year. That doesn't help you. I'm sure you had 100 times loving kindness. You are still, you know, opposite of, you know, loving kindness in the mind. Not just the philosophy, not the word. The knowing, the function of the mind, then one becomes, you know, loving kindness and spiritual. Otherwise, as you know, even if we think we are spiritual, believing intellectually, and like, one husband, he thinking, he's a good husband, he's intellectual, his mind make up, his mind make up. He make up, He more make up than his wife, Mentally, isn't it? You understand? I mean, really, At the same time, I'm not joking, I mean, worthwhile, such a human, precious life, enjoy, with your own, satisfactory mind, and having control, your, mad element, the mind, energy, have direction. I mean, it's worthwhile. Rather than too much, power, you understand, the energy of mind, and not direction, and so much confusion is going to, continually. It's not worthwhile, human life, So therefore, you should be wise with your own mind as much as possible. It's so worthwhile. Yeah, I think that's all. I think I have not too much to tell you, Thank you. And if you have some question, I think you can give question.
If no question, okay, we can stop. Thank you. Yes.
I understand the knowledge of mind, as you say, to bring happiness. And yet you use the word everlasting.
Right.
You would insinuate, therefore, that if one could understand one's mind completely, that the mind transcends the death of the physical body.
Possible.
Possible.
Yes. Yes, right. And the physical, even negative aspect, the energy comes, the wisdom can, transmit it into, wisdom and digest it itself rather than block it. Possible. Good. Good. Very good. Yes.
The mind, the body, with the body, the mind.
Lord is mind. How? You perceive it. Pardon?
I perceive it.
Because you perceive it. Do you perceive this one?
Yes.
This is mine too. Huh? This wood is mine, this wood, because perceiving to you. It's mine.
That I ask you.
All right, good. That's right, yes. It's a good question, yes. The mind, your body is, company, combined, and a strong relationship. You understand? Connected, don't. When the body has something effective, and registered in the mind, as remember, as science said, it's the same thing, because they are linked together. But that does not mean, characteristic the nature, the relativity nature of body, born is the mind. You cannot say. Okay, good. Thank you. Yes?
Whichever is the end of enlightenment, rather than the universal realization of truth, of ending up in your life, completely.
universal love, super consciousness, attainment of nirvana. What are the aims of Buddhism?
Both.
All.
Okay? Okay? Ah, okay. Super consciousness, waking state of mind, and a universal love, not discriminating, universal living being is wanting happy, not desire unhappy feeling, equally same thing. But my dualistic, wrong conception mind making, say, this is my close friend, I would keep. I don't want to hear others. Okay, you understand what I mean? Good, I'm saying it. You understand? So therefore, universal love, of course, the Buddha saying, and then what he said?
Enlightenment.
Of course. That's right. I think All right. I don't need explanation what is enlightenment. I think, that all, in the approach, Lord Buddha's, teaching. The showing method, approach to understanding the nature of mind is for gaining those kind of realizations, or aim to gaining that kind of realization. Good. Okay? Clear? Or you have questions? Most highest aim is enlightenment and the universal law, which is, such a, a narrow mind, difficult to attain that kind of realization. Okay? Good. Then? Clear? All good. Then? Different mind has functioning, presenting different, color. Like, example, when you are anger, red color comes without painted outside. Okay? So this is a good example. But the same thing, each dead reach has different color, and the different colors in the visualization effective for the different mind, therefore necessary here. So I think it's very necessary. Some people, very, emotional levels, disturbing mind, cannot comprehend even everyday life. You put some different colors in a house, it's helpful sometimes. Helpful. So you discover the color is, color, real color is comes from mind, isn't it? Do you? What do you think? I have a question. When you are angry emotionally with me, and then you have color, red color, that color is external or internal? What is? You meditating? Okay. Okay, I'm joking, just joking, okay? Yeah, okay. You don't have my question. Did he hear my question?
He said you already answered his question.
Oh, I see, good. All right, yes. All right, good. Yes? I'm not sure your word is clear. Maybe you maybe, excuse me, you maybe you get up, you know, then maybe a little bit loud. Thank you so much. Yes.
Now, what are the practical implications of doing that in which you are actually
daily life, and you're confronted by a situation that, well, I think that your interpretation, the good or bad, is your own experiment of your own mind. Your bad is not necessarily for me, you know, bad. That's all. Your bad is for you bad, because your mind says bad, you know. But, oh yes, you can go. You have to realize why I say this is bad. You understand? That time you question subjectivity, objectivity, you understand? Both. Not only question here, you know, question inside too. So perhaps, you know, there is unity mind. Some here, between space, there is, you know, unity mind, wisdom. Okay, good. Yeah? Yes?
At what age did you enter the monastery?
6 to 8. Yeah? You hear? Oh, good, yes. Then? What is it?
He has another question.
Right, tell me. Good.
What is Nirvana?
Okay.
What is Nirvana?
What is Nirvana? Beyond the wrong conception. Agitated the mind is nirvana. You say? Okay? And reach everlastingly, you know, satisfied. Such integrated wisdom. That is nirvana. Okay? Clear? Okay. Thank you. Yeah?
Enlightenment. Yes. Does Buddhism recognize all religions as coming from the same source?
Same source.
From the same, like the same root. From the same root.
Mm-hmm.
Same place.
There will be actually absolute answer and the relative answer. But the all religion, you know, if you claims or emphasize, you know, attainment, enlightenment, it's actually, you know, same thing. But try different way approach. It's helpful. But I think, you know, different, you know, religions has, you know, different, you know, and method, and could be, you know, some religions are misconception also too. You understand? Don't think that is, you know, what is Lama, you know, contradicting, you know. You understand? example, you know, some earlier, you know, the doctrine, maybe about, you know, 2,000 years before in India, you know, there are some, the many in Hindu religion, you know, and believing, you know, and the sun and the moon is God, you know. You understand? It's still existing. You don't worry about that. I'm not talking about even, you know, still that kind of existence. My point of view is they are wrong conceptions, you know. But still, I say, they're good. Why? Pardon? What he said?
He wants to know if you are asking him why.
No, I would like you to check up. That's why I said, why? Why? Because the philosophy is the wrong conception, but still basic. They accept, you know, morality. You understand? Be good human being, not harm. You understand? Something they accept, so that there is a possibility they reach some point. And one day they discover, oh, I'm believing, you know, God is external, there is, you know, external life is the wrong concept. They discover themselves when they stage reach some point. Therefore, every religion, there is, you know, positive, you know, you understand? There is, you know. Therefore, we cannot complain, you know, this is totally right, this is totally wrong. Okay? Good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yes?
As far as your knowledge goes,
yes.
Right now, today, in Tibet, Lhasa, anyway, what is the true position of the people there now? Are they free to continue their Buddhist religion like it was?
They're not free. Yes, good question. Yeah. I think if you want to question.
Well, what then are they doing? If before they followed the Buddhist religion, good,
right.
They did before.
Yes.
Well, now, if how is their position now? Those that are still in
Tibet, right, yes. Those are suffering. As before, also, they cannot have the, you know, the religious, you know, the attitude, you know, cannot take completely against it, Chinese authority. Okay? Yes. You know, they don't allow anything to do with the religion. And, monasteries and those are destroying, and scripture of the books, you know, Buddhist book also burn and the fire, those things, yeah. Right, yes, of course, impossible to separate their mind from the, you know, such, strong, powerful, you know, wisdom, you know, impression, impossible to forget. You're right, good, yes, good, then, yes. What do you think?
But since the main aim of Buddhism is enlightenment, I don't see how doing with it can bring enlightenment. Just how karmic balance can.
I think I understood something here. What do you think?
Yes. He said all religions, like, for example, Hindu religion,
yeah,
teach to avoid evil action. And to do good actions.
Yeah.
And
so?
Through doing good actions, there will come positive karmic result.
Yes.
How does this accumulation of positive karma help one to reach enlightenment?
Oh.
How does Buddhism explain that?
Oh, so simple. So simple, isn't it? Because mental development is not irradical. Okay? Changing this, putting like this, not like that. You understand? This can change like that, putting every make immediately, okay? But, you know, the development, illusion of the mind, to decrease it, is a slow, slow evolutionary and a gradually, you understand? You understand? Gradually, you know, can feel for the total. It takes time. Therefore, some people in this earth cannot take such example, you know, Buddhism. Like, you know, some people, you know, we explain, you should have universal law. And other people is feeling, you know, thought, other people's feeling. You should have, as you have feeling, as you are attached with it, in the serve for you, and the same thing you should have. Other people said, oh, impossible then. You understand? The therefore, the such gaining the universal love of enlightenment, it just takes time. So therefore, there is no space to explain for his mind. You understand? That they're preoccupied by the, you know, misconception. Therefore, slowly, slowly, okay? Such, you know, religions help for him to lead such point perfect, you know, view of, you know, right wisdom. Therefore, it is necessary, you understand, other religions too. Different religions too. Am I clear for you? Oh, you explain him. Yeah, your question. Make clear for him.
He asked how doing creating positive karma.
Yeah, that's right, I think.
Helps you achieve enlightenment in Buddhism.
Yeah, that's
even
right.
In one religion like Buddhism.
Yeah, yeah.
How does better and better positive karma help?
That's why I explained him, yeah. I hope he understands. The you saying is that such, you know, Hindu religious followers and having, making, you know, virtues and morality and slowly, slowly gaining the, how can they gaining realization of enlightenment? Your question, isn't it? If I may, you. And I answer it for that. That's all. Okay? I hope so, you understand. Because human development, it cannot go boom like that, you know, start changing color like that, you know. The physical changing is so easy that the mental development you need slowly, slowly, as he can digest it, his mind, you give, you know. Like sick person, yeah, good example, yeah, I make for you, if you want more clear. Sick person, the doctor gives, you know, sometimes say, oh, you cannot have meat. You have only a biscuit today, tomorrow. You have too much temperature in your body. And he gives a little bit of biscuit. And slowly, slowly, slowly he gives heavy food, you know? And slowly, slowly he gives meat too, and everything. You understand? It's the metal. If you give, you know, a stick for him, you understand? He cannot stir or anything for him. He breaks, he freaks out. Isn't it? Therefore, necessary, slowly, slowly, slowly lead for him.
Yeah. How does collecting merit bring you closer to enlightenment? Doesn't matter, he wasn't talking about other religions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said just creating good karma,
yeah,
brings good result.
Oh, so
how
simple.
Does that help? Come
that's so simple. That I don't need to answer. Yeah. Okay. I think clear. All right. Now we hear you. One question. I think here. You question before, you know? Yeah.
Anybody Any Tibetan monks or lamas, when they die, did they take their body with them? Everybody disappears.
Yes, he took his body, his shot, you know, when he died. I'm joking. I think impossible, isn't it? But there is, you know, sometimes, you know, they digested their physical body into wisdom and sort of disappear. So, you know, that is possible, but not take physically like that, you know. Okay? Okay, yes, you. Yes, 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 right, you're right. That's doing, yes, that's doing.
What you are doing now?
That's doing in Tibet, you know, monastery, yes, yes, we do.
You are teaching so that you might learn.
Yes, I must learn, yes, yes, I'm learning. Okay, good. Yeah, you're right, yes, very true, yes. Yeah, otherwise, you know, otherwise, if you teach them, treatment, the patient, or, you know, the student, only just, you know, information, reading books and the philosophy, dry, it's so dry, no key, it's there, philosophy is ear, you know, nothing to do with me, you understand, therefore, need the key, remember I say, key to putting into your own experience, the unity with your own mind, then it becomes perfect solution. Religion. Example, the Babel. In the Babel, so many metals, sometimes no key. No one give key. You understand? Not coming into heart. Book is excellent, but that doesn't mean, you know, book excellent make you knowledgeable. Unless your mind, you know, becomes wisdom, isn't it? Very good. Sure. Good question. Then?
Yes, right.
But you can't be enlightened and not enlightened together. Therefore, surely enlightenment is a sudden thing.
I see.
Like one moment.
Yes, that's right.
Not enlightened.
Yes, right, you're right. I think you're right. The enlightenment is, you know, sometimes enlightened, sometimes totally ignorant. It's impossible. Therefore, enlightenment is instinct, you know, and, you know, waking state, you know, the moment, you know, experience. Agree.
Yes.
Like, you know, not like, you know, taking drugs, you know, hallucination, I have good time. When the drug, you know, the energy is disappeared, you completely, totally a bit down, you know, and, you know, depressed, so, you know, not like that. Experience of the enlightenment is permanently, you know, stay at that level. Very good. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Just make that a little clearer.
Yes.
Just now you said
yes, yes, sure.
In this life, while we are living here, without being dead, here we can be enlightened in such a state.
Possible, yes.
That there's no doubt.
No. Yes, possible.
In this life.
Yes, in this life, possible. If you have wisdom enough.
If you have wisdom enough.
Right. Yes, you. Pardon?
From back to the teacher,
Why need teacher? Why need teacher? Why need you, you know, English teacher for the communication? It's the same thing. Yeah. The enlightenment also communication. If you explain simple way, you know, enlightenment also is communication. You understand? So that you start to, you know, mundane the life. And going shop, you know, buying one merchandise, you need communication with the shopkeeper. Therefore you're learning language, you know. It's the same thing. The such, you know, no experience previous life or this life. And you're going, you know, entirely new, you know, sort of experience. You don't know what you're going to do. So therefore, it needs somebody guide you and to show you, you know, make you understand it, make sure you understand, rather than you hallucinate. Wisdom. First teacher is wisdom. Pardon?
He says the first teacher, the first human teacher, if he didn't have teacher, then why do we need teacher? If it was possible for the first teacher not to have teacher.
There is no beginning. There is no beginning, there is no end. Wisdom is the universal wisdom. Wisdom is the universal conscience. Good. Yeah, I think you do, but then you, yeah. Okay, yes, yes.
If they are permitted to generate universal love, dread for enlightenment, or the other way around, is the effect of enlightenment?
Wait a minute. Does generating universal love bring you to enlightenment, or do first you have to reach enlightenment and then you generate universal love?
First you generate universal love, then your mind is rich, the realization of equilibrium state without too much, you know, emphasizing being. This is that. You understand? Okay. The mind is a body. It means terminology in the Buddhism, you reach beyond the dualistic mind. Okay? Good, yeah. Very good. Then you now here, there. Yes?
What is it? Isn't it true that the mind can only take you a certain way of the path, mm-hmm. and then at some time you have to give up the mind.
Good. How you give up mind? joking. Impossible. Impossible you give up your own mind. The mind is even, you know, you are, you know, basically the human nature, you know, what we call, you know, ordinary living life, that time also you have mind. Even if you reach enlightenment, such things, you have mind. Mind is a continued going. The mind things are intellectual, cannot, you know, give up. It cannot push him. I don't want mind. Mm-hmm. You understand? That, you know, that is we take timing. Sticking into your body. And the intellect cannot do say, I don't want my mind. Impossible. If the mind is like this, you know, material form, then you're okay. But mind is not like that. Therefore, you know, okay. You understand? Yes?
What is the relationship between mind and soul?
Same thing. Yes, very good. Very good, yes. I think your question is, basically your question is very important. Some people think, you know, some intellectual people think, or some intellectual spiritual people think. I born my mind. I reject my mind. I don't believe that. You understand? It's impossible, you know. How can you reject your mind? Impossible. But many people think that way, okay? Sure, you check up that. Very good, yes. I think this one, yeah?
Do lamas ever become physically ill? And if so, what method do you use to overcome the illness? Do you use healing power?
Yes, yes. Yeah, sometimes we using peeling, you know, the healing power. Sometimes we using the mantra power. Yes, sometimes we meditate, you know. Certain things we do puja, you know, puja, you know. I think, you know. But, you know, puja is not the things, you know. I hope you understand, you know. Puja means people go India, everywhere street they go like that, you know, blah, 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 something. You know, that is not puja. Puja is state of mind, wisdom. Okay? Good, wonderful. Yes. So therefore, many interpretations, you know, similarities to some people to puja. Puja means what? You know, thing. This is puja, you know. You understand? It means wisdom, you know. You understand? Wisdom thing, then okay, you know? If wisdom is not thing, outside thing is not so good. It's not puja. Good, very good, yes. Thank you. Then you?
Material philosophy is so apart from your philosophy, what you explain.
Yes.
And she thinks that the problem is not with the object, but our attitude to the objects.
Good.
I think she thinks you're denying existence, the phenomenal world, but you're denying relative truth.
I see.
I think she thinks like that.
Oh.
You can maybe explain two levels interrelated, or I don't know.
Attitude, you mean the attitude to grasping or not grasping? This kind of attitude, or what do you mean? Your attitude towards, you know, object, you know, material object is, what do you mean, you know? Yes, when we died, you know, it outside object is dead there, but our interpretation, you know, that your projection is disappeared.
Yes.
That's right. Agree.
But,
how you say? How? How is what so radically opposed?
World is not illusion. Not an illusion. I mean by illusion that it's unreal.
only our mind is real. But if I equate love, phenomenal matter, with brainwaves, brain states, energizing fields, I don't see that it's incompatible.
Yeah, what do you think? You understand? She said, she thinks, why do you say the external world is illusion?
Yeah.
Because after our consciousness goes, these things still remain.
Yeah.
And she thinks that her materialist philosophy is not so different, because she thinks that while her consciousness perceives objects, they do exist.
Yes.
So how do you explain, why do you say it's illusion?
Why I say illusion? Such material, you know, the world object. Because the object, what you perceive, is your own mind, you know, a view. Therefore, I say, you know, illusion. But you think, when you look at this table, when you are disappear, still your view of table is existent. That's not true. Your view table is disappear, but another view table is still here. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Okay. I think we have good communication. Yeah. Our teacher, your own wisdom, not following by learning. Check up as much possible. Is it worthwhile or not for you? Yes. Before you follow me in any teacher's advice, you know, you check up, you know. Not like, you know, Tibetan, we used to say, terminology Tibetan, we say, not like, you know, take as, you know, you giving dog meat, you know. Without hesitation, dog take half. Right? Dog, you know, you give meat, you know, for him. He take without hesitation. So that therefore, the spiritual guide, or whatever you call it, you know, teacher or guru, or whatever you call, you must check up. Yes. Very important these things, you know. That's why I say before, remember? The pollution, the misconception, idea. You understand? Or doctrine. That is worse than people who take that. You understand? It is so much effective that they'll waste so much your time and, you know, waste your life, you know, with such a misconception. You know, instead of beneficial for you, you know, it becomes, you know, problem to you. Therefore, I say, you be wise. Right. Okay? Good. Thank you. Yes.
Just one more question.
Yes?
It's only a point of interest, but seeing that you are a Lama from Tibet, and have you, in your travels, come across a series of books that have been written by a man who I just don't know whether this is possible or not possible. From your knowledge, would know this, because you are a Buddhist monk from Tibet. This man, before he wrote these books, was no way connected with Tibet or Buddhism or anything. He's in a series of books which is well known, and they are still selling on the shelves of bookshops. He was in no way connected with Buddhism or Tibet or Lamas or anything. He's written that, he's right under the, people know him here, Longsang Rampa, he writes right under that name. You might have heard of this.
Yes, I heard it so many times.
In this, could this be possible that he says the spirit of a true Lama from Tibet some years ago, or how many years ago, I don't know, who's dead now. His spirit comes in, is in his body, so that he can write these things, what he has written down. Any man like who's got no connection with it would not know how to write the things he has written down. So he's as if he was himself. He knew all these things. Could it be the spirit of a lama? Or could this be true? He says his name is Longsang Rampo.
Yeah.
And he is writing these books.
Fine.
They are very good.
Yes.
And is this possible? Or to you, to your knowledge, could this be so that a man like, say, like me, or somebody knows nothing about, say I know nothing about Hinduism, yet I can write from time to time, write everything in detail regarding Hinduism. Could this be, as happened in the case of...
Yes, I understand.
Could this be correct?
That's right.
Could this be true in your
mind? Yes, I'm communicating with you. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yes. Very good, yes. I think, you know, he is such a man, and at the same time, another spiritual wisdom is coming, his mind, you know, a demon occupied, sort of, is impossible.
But he knows so much about Tibet.
Well,
he knows
something, but he don't know what everything he says is not necessarily. Because he says, you know, remember, he says, you know, Lama opened the making operation here, and opened the third eye. It's not right, you know. Wrong conception. There's no Lama making physically you open. Lama opened the wisdom, you know, Yeah, but he explained, you know, can open this one, you know, here, you know, Lama make operation and, you know, these things, you know. Physically impossible, then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Spiritualized, an
eye
of intellect and wisdom.
Possible, yes. Lama can open, you know, spiritual wisdom key. That's right, yes, that can do. But many information perhaps he exaggerated. You must check up, you know. Yeah, very good. Good question.
As far as you know, would this be possible? Is this true, directly?
What kind of possible? He means...
No, this business about Longsang Rampo, should he be
means,
correct?
Is it possible that this person,
this
life, born in the West,
yeah.
Could he be incarnation? Although this life, he didn't ever go to Tibet.
Yeah.
Could he be incarnation of Lama who lived in Tibet before, and this is how he has knowledge of Tibetan things now?
I think that is a sort of, you know, impossible thing, you know. Impossible thing. Yeah. But I don't think so. That's not right. That is impossible. You know, there is some method. But who has that realization, who never talked that word. One who has realization, he never talked that word. I have that kind of realization, who never talked that. Although he has realization. But one who talks, perhaps one who doesn't have. Okay? Yeah? Yes? What do you mean? Are they true what?
Are they all what?
Are they laws?
Pardon?
He said, because the purpose of the spiritual path is to go beyond impermanent things,
yeah. So?
So, but in this world, the sense object, you know,
it's true.
Are there truths within itself, and are there laws which operate in this realm?
And the truth.
Image is the relative truth.
Oh. You mean this world, you know, is it truth or not? This outside world is truth or not? You asking me? Yeah, you saying it's the religious purpose is to reach beyond, you know, lead such, worldly agitated, you know, beyond, you know. Therefore, you asking, are this, you know, world is truth or not? You asking that one? No, pass your question, you make clear question. What is you asking? What is truth or not? Outside world or inside world or your nose or so idea, I see. Idea comes from mind is truth or not? Good question, eh? Yeah? You think that is truth?
Some ideas come to mind.
Yeah?
Some ideas
don't. Yeah, that's all I'm telling you. That all right, you know, idea or wrong idea, everything comes from mind. Therefore, I can say, you know, is it truth? Because, you know, is it wrong? Is wrong. Wrong truth, you know? If it's right, it's right truth. Therefore, you know, truth has many levels to it, you understand? Terminology, Buddhism explained, you know, relative truth, absolute truth, you know. Okay? So what do you mean, boy? Absolutely or relatively?
Relative truth.
Or relative truth, yeah. Can be possible, you know. Yes, possible, yes. Some are relatively truth, some are relatively, you know, wrong conception. Example, you dreaming, your house, you know. Your house, big elephant coming, you know, and try and knock your hair, you know. You understand? That is, you know, relatively not true. You understand? But you understand? But you see these, you know, the relatively true. But absolutely, you know, maybe a misconception.
Yes, good.
Two questions.
Yes.
What do you mean by dualistic mind?
Yes.
And what do you mean by checkup?
Yeah.
Two questions.
Dualistic mean, the mind dualistic mean. Since you born, up to now, always two things complicated in your mind. That is what we call dualistic, you know. Always two things. Always two things. There are no single things you pawn, you know. Always when you see one thing, what about this? You know, if you know, instinctively, you know, sort of, you know, confiding, yes, confiding, you know, confiding, always, you know, whereas, you know, I say I'm good.
You're competing.
Yes, competing, yes, right.
Competing.
Instinctively, comparative, yes. Comparative, another word. Comparative, yeah. When you see one thing, what about this? That two things always make you, you know, unequal. That is a mind called dualistic mind. But the checking is, your second question, checking. Psychological. The mentally is healthy or not, you must check up in the morning and make sure that you are not picked out. That means, you know, my check up means, you know, in basket and your friend in the sickness. That means I check. I say use check up, okay? Good. Yes, I do. Yes.
How do we apply
Yes, vaguely. Yes, vaguely. Yes. The pure motivation is not the karma determination, picture sort of, you know. It's the understanding, knowledge, wisdom. Then comes, you know, pure motivation. The no understanding, very difficult pure motivation. Example, no understanding my own selfishness, you know, characters, the nature. I can't help others. I don't recognize, you know, I don't know my selfishness behavior. So that I always blame others, you know. So that therefore, by knowing, one becomes pure motivation and purely dedicated to, you know, action, body, speech, mind to other sentient beings. That's right. Wonderful question. Thank you so much. I think we stop, you know, pure motivation. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With the pure motivation, we sleep well, we dream well, enjoy well. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.